It's iPhone 12 event day. You and I watched the stream, the broadcast. What a broadcast Apple puts together with the flying and the drones and the transitions and the different locations. It's like a feature film over there. It's like went from daytime to nighttime. A bunch of different personalities in the thing. You're in the theater. You're in the basement where they're testing the silicon, and it's incredible stuff they put together. It's a real persuasive experience. You really feel like they got their stuff together, and all of a sudden you want to do that over.
There's my mic. Yeah. No, it's good.
It's good. Oh, Willie Doo was without a mic there. He was reacting. He had a ton of mm-hmms, and you couldn't hear it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, Apple put together an event, much like we would expect it to be, very high production value, trying to persuade you into buying their new devices. Of course, that's the iPhone 12, iPhone 12 mini, iPhone 12 Pro, and iPhone 12 Pro Max. Many options for you. And they're going to maintain some of the older generation stuff at lower price points if you need to save some cash. If you scroll down to the little chart there, you'll see how this all lines up. So the premium model, the iPhone 12 Pro, starts at $1,000. You go to the Pro Max model, which, as we had speculated in the past, many of the rumors were already pointing this way. The Pro Max model is actually going to be more capable this time around, with some extra camera equipment in there that the regular Pro model doesn't have, or an improvement in the camera department. So trying to persuade more camera-centric users to spend that extra $100 and to go for the bigger model, because they had more space in there. They could do some things with the sensor that they couldn't do on the smaller model. So $1,099, $999. Then the iPhone 12 is $799, the standard model, and the iPhone 12 mini, the entry point for somebody who wants an iPhone 12, $699, which is the curious model of the bunch because, well, we just haven't seen it before. Apple's claiming that it's the world's smallest 5G smartphone, period. Mm-hmm. Kind of an interesting play. And possibly inspired by some of the performance around the recent iPhone SE, which launched, and the numbers seem to indicate that it did fairly well. Mm-hmm. So the screen sizes, the smallest one, 5.4 inches, the body of the device is actually smaller than the iPhone SE, yet you have a 5.4 inch display compared to a 4.7. That's the advantage of screen to body ratio. It's a thing I've said on the show before. I don't know if you ever heard it.
Mm-hmm. A couple of times.
Now, the other thing that happened here, there was a HomePod mini speaker, which they kind of just brushed it over. They were just like, yeah, HomePod mini speaker, we get out the way early. Mm-hmm. They built that enormous, crazy house set just to show off the mini speaker.
Yeah.
And then quickly got to the phones and everyone forgot the speaker.
Yeah.
They did a home mini speaker. And they also spent some time talking about, oh, by the way, I should mention, yes, they're also going to keep selling the iPhone SE as the entry level for $399. The iPhone XR is still for sale for $499, and the iPhone 11 remains an option as well at $599. So you can buy an iPhone $399, $499, $599, $699, $799, $999, $1099. The only iPhone you can't get is $899. Mm. That's the one I'm looking for.
What about the $299?
Yeah, or I guess if you want to keep going lower, $299, you got to get an iPhone 6 or something.
Yeah.
7. I don't know what you got to get for $299. Anyways, so they're trying to cover their ground here. It's a weird landscape right now. Apple is late to the party. They normally would be doing this type of event earlier. They are leaning on 5G as a major sort of marketing, a major pull for would-be customers, but they're late to the party, and also global pandemic. So people, we don't know about the spending. We have to wait and see if people are motivated to come get these. We have lots of colors, which maybe that's motivating to people. We have a very nice new blue color. People were, yourself included, a little skeptical on the green, the choice of green that they've gone with here. What do you think about that green? I don't know.
Hmm. I like that it's there.
Okay, you like that it's there.
It's a lighter color compared to all the darker ones.
And then you have red, white, and you have black. And then if you go up to the Pro model, it becomes a little more subtle. The color shifts. The Pro model blue is probably my favorite of the bunch. I don't know, what are they calling it? Ocean blue?
Pacific blue.
That's an ocean. That's a fairly big ocean, by the way, Pacific.
It is.
No, if you ever.
The biggest one? I guess so, right?
It's a big one. Yeah, sure.
Compared to Atlantic?
Oh, it's the big one. Yeah, Pacific's the big one. All right. If you ever head out that way, take a peek. It's a lot of water.
Right.
So, yes, and Verizon was on stage talking about 5G. I've been doing this kind of protocol here where I'm telling people, hey, not all 5G is equal, so just keep that in mind. If you want the hot 5G, the real 5G, you need the millimeter wave stuff that Verizon has. So consider your carrier, consider your location. There's a LiDAR scanner that's baked into this thing. And this brings me to our next topic. We're going to talk about the magnetic stuff because you have a whole rant prepared on the magnetic stuff. But before we get there, I want to talk about today's sponsor, which is LG. And this is for the Gram laptop, the laptop that I've been using. This is the 17-inch model, and it's insanely light. That's the appeal. That's the point of the Gram branding. These things, it feels like you're not even carrying a laptop. It's insane. Hmm. I mean, like, look at this. All right, that's a 17-inch laptop.
Oh, easy there.
Featherlight! They actually make even smaller and lighter ones, including a 14 and a 15-inch. Many options at different sizes. And they're having some Prime Day deals on Amazon. That's another thing that happened. We've got Prime Day going on. Mm-hmm. So save $300 on a 14-inch model, $300 on the 15-inch model. You can go check out the different versions there and the options that are available. You can spec out the storage and see which savings apply to the model that you like. I will drop a link in the description so you can check those out for yourselves. Shout out to LG for sponsoring and also for giving me this wonderful laptop to use here on the show for a while now. Mm-hmm. Another thing to mention, some pretty wild battery life on a 14-inch, for example, 22.5 hours of battery life on that model. So super light, but also with a mindset towards battery life.
Right on.
Endurance, longevity. So yeah, there's the 14-inch, there's a 15.6 as well. And NVMe SSDs, Thunderbolt 3 if you want it. Check it out. All right, MagSafe. MagSafe ecosystem. Willie Do was ranting and raving. The event was happening. Okay, we're just sitting here peacefully. We're like, look, we got to watch the event. We got to know what's going on in the tech realm. We talk about it professionally. It's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, magnets start getting slapped around.
Yeah.
And wallets in particular. A wallet gets slapped onto a back of one of the iPhone 12s because it's got this new magnetic tech. And Willie Do, he flips his keyboard off the table. He pulls the collar of his shirt like this. He growls aggressively. It was terrifying. It was traumatic.
Yeah, everyone was scared.
Everyone in the whole place was scared. I had to calm down Jack because he had his phone out and he was ready to try to call somebody because it was to that degree. Mm. And I said, Will, just hold it in for a second, wait it out, because we're about to go live here and the whole world is waiting to hear what you have to say. The whole world is waiting to feel that energy that you had in that moment. And that, so the time is now. The stage has been set and the floor is yours.
Oh.
Magnets, iPhones, let's hear it.
Okay. Well, I do like...
Okay.
MagSafe.
So.
Okay.
MagSafe. Well.
I do like MagSafe, for the record. When it's put on laptops, it's great. You know, you don't want to trip on them, or if you do, it would just fall off. But this got to me. This wallet on the back of the phone, I don't know if I trust it. I honestly don't. The way that you just clip the wallet onto the back of your phone, like, it, how strong is the magnet, first of all, and how often are you going to be reaching into your pocket, like, for your phone and having the wallet that could possibly slip out? That's what I'm saying. I don't know if it's a good design, but I'll have to see about how strong the magnets are.
So it's a question of strength.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I assume if Apple did it, they would feel relatively confident in the security of the wallet portion. But I mean, they did say it's a neodymium magnet. Those tend to be fairly strong as far as the hold is concerned. But I do hear you. The thing about the magnets as well is your card has a magnetic strip on it.
Oh, right.
The card that you might keep inside of the wallet. And is it sensitive to that as well? Mm. Your questions are not unfounded. Your questions and concerns are not unfounded.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah. But look, Apple's a really big company, and I know they couldn't figure out air power, but they, rather than release that product, they took it off the market, as embarrassing as that was.
Yeah.
Which leads me to believe that if they were going to do it, they would want to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
So I have questions as well. Mine are more around what's going to happen with cases, because we've already started to manufacture the later case for the iPhone 12.
Mm-hmm.
The tooling and everything else is done for it. It's a Kevlar style material. Will the magnet be strong enough to work with Apple's wireless charger through the later case? Maybe someone wants to even pick up the Willy Blue edition. You never know. It's quite possible. It's limited, though. It depends on the model if it's still available. So I'm curious if the charger will work through. However, here's the key piece. You don't have to use the magnet. You don't want to use it. It could just be there.
Yeah.
And the phone will still work with the Qi wireless charging standard.
Mm-hmm.
And the wireless chargers that Apple's selling presumably will also work with the Qi wireless standard. Now, the other one concern I have is the puck, the tiny little puck. And you and I talked about this, the tiny little puck which sticks to the phone. And then when you lift the phone up, the puck is going to come with it.
Yeah.
It's not heavy enough to stay down. So you're yanking it off every time.
Unless you tape the table.
Unless you tape it to the table. Very interesting design choice. Now, granted, that's not the only charger they're going to do. And actually, $39 is not a terrible price for Apple for the MagSafe charger. I thought they could have been at like $59, judging from the pricing elsewhere. But they did put out a secondary charger, which will do two devices at once, or it will do a phone and the Apple Watch at the same time. That one is probably more likely to be heavier and maybe sit on the table, stay when you lift it up. But yeah, I have questions around the strength of the magnet too, but mine is actually the opposite of yours. Is it too strong where I'm lifting it up and it's a yard sale, everything goes flying on my table? So it'll be curious to test it out and the case selection options that exist, given the fact that Apple is promoting their own silicone cases with MagSafe inside. Now, they're not the most exciting cases. They're just your typical silicone case. But there's obviously some sort of MagSafe hidden in there, which is presumably going to improve the pass-through or the actual strength of the connection point onto your Qi wireless charger. Mm-hmm. So many things for us to test out and experiment with. And we'll even get the wallet and see if you can manage to hang on to it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you're right, Will, and you just warned the world about losing their wallets. You never know.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing that stood out to me here, and part of this is because we knew so much going in about what to expect with the iPhone 12, 5G, mega processing power. There were rumors early on about maybe going to a high refresh screen, but then those were squashed because the choice was supposedly made for 5G and battery life over 120. That's the word on the street. We knew what the design was going to look like with the flat edges. I did not know that they had teamed up with Corning. And actually, I just realized this right now because he didn't really mention Corning in the broadcast. They teamed up with Corning to do a ceramic hardened display, which they are claiming is tougher than any other smartphone glass. It will be on the iPhone 12, 12 mini, 12 Pro, and 12 Pro Max. They say it will have 4 times greater resistance to damage and drops. 4 times is not nothing.
Are you talking about the front of the display?
The front. They're talking about the front. They're talking about the glass on the front.
Okay.
I mean, they showed off some flashy graphics. I'll tell you what. Yeah, they spent some money on graphics during their presentation. Because you know what they have, Will? They have money.
Yeah.
You know, Mo walked in. He looks up at the screen.
Yeah.
He says, how did they do that? Because it was one of those crazy transitions. I said, that's money.
It's a trilly right there.
Yeah, I said, right there? Oh, that's money. Mm. What'd you see, a flashy transition? Oh, money. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're flashy, a fancy headquarters? You know what that is? That's money.
Yeah.
It's amazing what you can do when you have tremendous success, which is obviously what they have. Now, to be clear, ceramic has been used on smartphones in the past, usually like you just said, on the back. Mm. This ceramic hardened glass, on the other hand, at least whatever Apple has concocted alongside Corning, is apparently a different beast. Tough, lightweight, virtually impervious to heat and electricity. And it's waiting. It's ripe to be tested for people to figure out what happens, not just for drops, but also, maybe more importantly, for scratches. However, I think... The other conversation worth having is, since Apple has a flat display on it, right? They're not doing any flashy, curvy stuff.
Yeah.
It might be a great candidate for a tempered glass screen protector anyway.
Mm.
In which case, maybe you have two levels, two layers. Mm. I don't know. It's a thought. Now, you could still do that on top of the ceramic. Maybe you don't need it. Four times is good, but it's not perfect.
Mm.
Obviously, glass is glass.
Yes.
And glass can break and scratch. Oh, man. Many people sent me this one. So the iPhone 12, okay? iPhone 12. It comes out. We see the prices. In fact, I just covered the prices off the top. $699, $799, $999, $1099. And look, that's not a cheap smartphone. The $699 I was actually pretty happy with.
Yes.
But it's not a cheap smartphone by any means. It's not in the mid-range. There's no option really there. You got to go buy the older models if that's where you're targeting. Now that's one thing to be said sitting here in North America, but so many people hit me up from India. We have the Indian audience, obviously, and said, oh, you better be doing some conversions right now, Lou, because you think you got it bad with those price points. You better be doing some conversions from the Indian currency to USD. Head over to the website right now. And it's not hard to do right now because Apple recently launched their online store in India.
Mm.
So we can do it. And you know what I did, Will?
What's that?
I took this number here. What is it? 119,900. Yeah, I took that number. That's your starting price for the iPhone 12 Pro.
Oh.
I took that number. I did a little conversion.
How much is it?
It's over $1,700. So the same phone that starts at $999 USD in the States. Let me just do it one more time. Make sure it didn't move too much since I said that. The same phone retails $999 in the United States. Did you get the number? Wait, how'd you get 159? How dare you?
This is not the right price.
Oh, here we go. I'm going to get this. I just did it. It's over $1,700.
Okay. I believe you.
But I want to make sure that I got it right. I mean, people were tweeting this at me. Here we go. Yeah. Oh, I did it in reverse here. This is brutal.
We're dead.
We're dead right now. This is the most silence ever on the show in the history of the show. I'm doing straight up xe.com. We're not messing around anymore. We're going to get to the bottom of this, and we're going to do the pricing because the people need to know what they're really dealing with, Will.
This is the price, though, right? Is this the price?
That's the price. They make it confusing only because if you have a trade-in, and also they're trying to convince you to pay it monthly.
Okay, so what's the full price?
So that number that you're highlighting is currently $1,633 USD on XE.com doing a conversion.
This
one. 119,900. Yes. So $1,633 is the starting price for the iPhone 12 Pro non-Max. That same device in the United States is $999.
Right.
That's a huge difference. Yeah,
that's a huge gap.
And of course, we've talked so much on this show about why that is. You have the tariffs and that particular model not being assembled, or a certain percentage of it being assembled in India, hurts the actual retail price that customers pay there. And it's important for us to reference this, Will, because on top of the fact that you have a different cost of living in India, different wages in India, and then you come on here and you talk to the world, essentially, on YouTube about the price of something. Mm-hmm. And you say, oh, $9.99, you know, it kind of lines up. Man, if you don't reference this and realize what you're really talking about in that market, which is almost double, it's crazy. Now, it gets even crazier, I suppose, if you go there and select a different model. Like if I go up to the 512, that's how you got the 159,900. So if I change this to a 5, what am I going to be? I get up to $2,177.93.
Wow.
Is that right? Is that right? Can I spend that on an iPhone? I guess I can. For the Pro Max.
This is the buy page, right?
This is the buy page, yeah. So
the
it's
official one. That's why they they want to do an Apple trade-in first.
Yeah, they want you to do a trade-in or pay for it monthly because they realize how big of a price that is, obviously. So the iPhone 12 Pro is the 119,900, and the Pro Max starts at 129,900. And then, of course, the different variants when you change the storage goes up from there. But it's easy to spend close to $2,000 for an iPhone 11 Pro in India, and it's worth the conversation. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand Apple has made moves in that market. They're taking that market more seriously. They're doing more of the assembly in India to in an attempt to bring these prices down. Mm-hmm. So there's more to the story. It's not as simple as it may seem on the surface. It's not all about gouging. The products are expensive everywhere, but this is another level of expenditure mm-hmm. when you do the relationship as well and you consider the cost of living and everything else. They are very expensive in India. They're very expensive anywhere, but they're very expensive mm-hmm. specifically there. And so because of that, maybe because of that, they are running a promo for Diwali in India, which actually starts pretty soon. When does it start? I think it's starting sometime this month. But what they're going to give you is an iPhone 11 reduced to RS54900, which also comes with free AirPods. So this is a curious promotion because you just launched a new phone and you're promoting the old one. Mm. But they probably, I would assume, would have the internal meetings and realize, oh man, that we need a better promotion. We mm-hmm. need to pick a phone that people can actually buy. Because they're so fresh to that marketplace with their own store, which we've talked about. Now, if we take that same number, 54,900, this is currency content. 54,900 is 747 USD. Plus the free AirPods, which those are $150. So now you see, you can get in Indian currency, you can actually get a half decent deal on an iPhone 11 mm-hmm. if you're willing to go for the older generation.
Right.
So I just wanted to put that out there. Many people sent that to me as well. It's not, I really don't think Apple is coming into that market with the intent of alienating people with these just hyper expensive status phones. I think it's difficult for them to make the adjustments necessary to suit that market. And they're trying, and this promotion is an example of that. Mm-hmm. They're not happy to have these things out of reach. They're gonna have to figure out a way to be more aggressive there, and this helps a little bit. Mm-hmm. Free AirPods and a reduced price on the iPhone 11. Speaking of reducing the price, and this is global price reduction, Beats put out a new product kind of quietly, and I got the press release actually in my inbox. It was right around the event. A curious timing as well. Beats, of course, being owned by Apple, but Apple distancing themselves or appearing to potentially distance themselves. There was a rumor around an Apple Studio headphone that may or may not have shown up at this event. It didn't, obviously. And then you and I are constantly talking about what is their plan with Beats. Well, maybe we have some insight here into what their plan is. We have the Beats Flex replaces the Beats X and at a hugely reduced price compared to the previous generation, $49. Mm. $49 with USB-C charging, better battery life, and an Apple W1 chip for that nice connectivity on iOS. $49.
Yeah. Do you think Beats will become like a budget brand?
That's exactly where I was going.
Yeah.
You have the AirPods brand as the premium brand and the Beats brand as the budget brand. So you don't, you know, bite into the premium idea around the Apple logo. It's quite possible. Now, that's, by the way, a wireless earbud. It's not a fully wireless. You have the band that goes around the neck, but it's $50. And I like the fact they went to USB Type-C as well, as opposed to going proprietary, so people on Android could enjoy the $50 price as well. Battery life is apparently up to 12 hours compared to 8 with the previous version. Comes in smoke gray and flame blue. It comes October 21st on Apple.com. And what's the other thing I should mention? Oh, yeah. So the Beats Flex are replacing the Beats X, which were $150. Mm. So that's a huge price reduction. If you're looking for wireless earbuds, I don't know, if you have an Apple device, this is going to be your cheapest way to get any W chip, any nice pairing experience, native pairing experience. It's going to be attractive to people who don't want to pay the full pop, the full AirPod pop.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting. This one you sent me, I still don't really know what to think about it. It was a Burger King PlayStation promotion, which apparently leaked the startup chime, potentially, for the upcoming PlayStation, PlayStation 5. You know, people are hungry for the PlayStation 5 content.
Yeah.
And what we have here is a glimpse via Burger King. What a strange place to get your next leak. But apparently they're working on a promotion together. I think they're going to give away some PlayStation 5s.
Oh, okay.
As some sort of collaboration. But we have this video clip which emerged of, what is that guy? The king?
Yeah.
He's the king. And he opens the Burger King bag, but it's about the size of a PlayStation. And then every time he opens the paper bag, there's that little chime, that little tone. And people are speculating that's going to be your boot up chime on the PlayStation 5, which is a departure from the previous chime.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little different. What do you think about the chime?
I like it. It's warm.
Yeah, it is. It is quite inviting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Doom, 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 doom.
I've always liked the PlayStation, like, ambient sound.
Yes.
It's very calming.
Almost nature inspired or something like that. Yeah, yeah. Boom, 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 boom. That's the new one. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 bum.
They just recorded your
voice.
You know?
So anyway, the king's got a plan here. They're giving it away as a prize. All the prize details are over on their website. They're going to be giving away some PlayStation 5. How does it go? First, hungry gamers need to register on the BK app or BK.com. If you purchase the 2 for $5 deal or make a $5 plus purchase, then the guest earns one game token. And the game token can play the digital scratch-off game in the BK app for a chance to win a PlayStation 5 console, PlayStation game codes, or BK coupons. So look at that. We get a little startup chime, and the people, they may get some, they may win a PlayStation.
Yeah.
If they eat the BK, if they eat the King's meals. OnePlus co-founder, Carl Pei.
I think it's Pei.
Pei. Carl Pei has reportedly left the company. This was a weird story. It broke like in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you were messaging me. And of course, I've spoken to Carl many times. I know him personally. And I didn't know that this was going. No one called me up.
No.
I didn't get the warning.
No.
Because with the Nord launch, he was doing the rounds, you know, talking to the various YouTubers and things like that. And he seemed really embedded. Mm-hmm. All the content marketing strategy around that, like they had the Instagram page with the documentary series, just seemed to hit like his thing, this Nord project. And then this news comes out. Never mind the Nord, he's out.
Yeah.
And apparently this is not confirmed, but some was I guess sources close to the matter are stating that he's moved on to potentially another hardware startup to take his talents elsewhere.
Yeah.
Now, I reached out to him personally. I messaged him to say, what's the deal? And haven't heard back. Maybe we have a live update right now. Let's see if I heard back. I don't think I heard back. Let's see if I have a live update. Look at this. I got no update. Oh. No response. He's silent right now.
Well, he's working hard on his hardware venture.
Well, I don't know. Or maybe he can't say anything right now. We don't really know. This was all noticed in a kind of cryptic way. It surfaced on Reddit. It started with an internal memo, which then got posted on Reddit, in which it outlined the structure, company structure at OnePlus, who's in charge of what, and his name was absent, and people started wondering, okay, what does that mean? And then did a little more digging, and yet they're like, yep, he's out. So anyways, we can't really say too much about it. I don't think, I think the Nord brand, the OnePlus brand continues on. Mm-hmm. The CEO of the company, Pete, is still the CEO. They have an event coming up tomorrow. Is it tomorrow?
It is.
OnePlus 8T tomorrow and a special edition for the Nord. So it's all still happening very quickly. And in fact, Carl was tweeting, he tweeted out a OnePlus Nord related tweet on, no, I think you got to go higher than that. What was the most recent? I guess it's a retweet.
This one?
October 9. So not that long ago. So did he plan this? Was something found out? Why haven't I heard back? Carl, if you're watching this, give me a shout on Twitter. I'll keep the world updated. But good luck, by the way.
Yeah.
If it's true, you're moving to another venture, then I'm curious to see what it is. Here's a fun one for you, Will. Google Maps for Android has quietly added new vehicle icons.
Oh, that's cute.
And
not bad.
Here's the thing. I know you're the icon guy.
Yeah.
Right? I know you're the branding guy, the design guy, the VR guy, the finance guy.
A guy of things.
You're the guy, as far as I'm concerned. But actually, when I saw this story, I thought you're really the guy for it because these icons reminded me of old drawings that you showed me of cars.
Yeah.
Your old art that you used to do.
Yeah.
WillDoArt.com or something like that. Is that what it was?
I think so. I don't have that website.
I'm just anymore, you didn't know I was dropping all this right here.
Yeah.
I caught you off guard. Is that WillDoArt.com or what?
I think so. But I don't have that URL anymore.
What'd you do, man? What happened?
I think I stopped paying for it. And they're like, hey.
Dude, go look at it now. WillDoArt.com. Oh.
Is it?
You shouldn't have let that lapse, man. That's a nice URL. You could have kept that thing for $5.
Yeah. Well, it's not loading anymore.
Yeah, it's loaded. It loaded for me. Oh.
Is it the right URL?
I got WillDoArt.com.
Oh. Oh. It redirected me after it.
It's sketchy right now.
Forward.
Yeah, it's sketchy right now.
That's strange.
I have High Hall. Yeah, this is what I have.
Oh.
High Hall game. I see the NBA. I see League of Legends, Dota, CSGO. So I mean, I don't know. I don't know exactly what it is, obviously, but I feel like you should have kept that domain up. Anyway, Willie Do used to be an artist. He, you got to go look for his old artwork. It's highly valuable at this point. And he's sketching, and he's the guy who's on the streetcar, and he's just in the corner. He's just sketching, very, very artistic looking. You remember those days?
Long time ago.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You're reminiscing. You're tearing up right now.
No.
Tearing up. Single tear. Anyway, so he showed me some icons. They weren't meant to be icons at the time. Little did he know Google would be inspired by his cartoon-looking cars that he was drawing, which are now inside of Google Maps for Android. And I have to say, I like them. They're very friendly, cartoony look, but they're 3D, which I like.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool.
But I don't know.
Very cool.
I don't really know what you do. So you choose a vehicle icon and then, oh, wow, that's actually your, that's so cool. So you could pick a truck, you could pick an SUV, you could pick a car, and then it replaces your ugly triangle or pointer and you get the car instead. So that's kind of cool. A nice little 3D vehicle icon. Turn, spin, and move in real time, just like the regular arrow. It's not a huge UI tweak, but it's a nice little touch. Keep an eye out for it on your Google Maps so you can navigate just like Willy do. Willdoart.com.